4HKX, mobile.
4HKX, KB4 CBA. And what are you up to this afternoon?
At the moment, I am heading home. What about you? You going to play tennis or getting supper?
Back to the sports club for another match. Then I'm going to Powdersville to watch my grandson play football. So he's in middle school, and I think he's playing about every sport there is.
For HKX, well, sounds like you're going to have a pretty busy evening then.
Got to drive to Powdersville. The field they're playing on is off of, it's really off of Highway 8. I don't know if you know where that, right, almost right at the bottom of the hill before you get to 153 on Highway 8. There's a, if you look over to, if you're going toward 153, you look over to your right, there's an old iron bridge right there. If they hadn't closed that, I could take that and be right there, but I have to go way up 153 and then turn and then come back down another road that, you know, gets me to the field. So, because the block it's for the bridge is right there where you turn to go to the field.
That you have to go that far out of your way to get there, but at least you can get there.
It's not one of those things like, you know, you can't get there from here kind of things. So at least, you know, I'll get there. I'll probably get there for half of it anyway. I mean, he knows I'm playing tennis, and I've been texting his mom, Mia, our daughter, and, you know, and I told her, you know, I said, I do this to stay healthy. I said, because there's coming a day when I won't be able to do this. And, you know, I told her I'd find a substitute for next week if she wanted me to come to the game.
Spot there, because your grandson will only be young one time, and you don't want to miss out on it either.
You know, because, you know, if you miss it, you know, and get that opportunity back. And Lord knows my wife is, she's dead set on seeing everyone. She'd drive to Washington State if she had to see one. And one time, I'll never forget, she had a colonoscopy that morning, and then she drove to Columbia. One of our daughters had a soccer game in Columbia, and you know, you're not supposed to drive for 24 hours. And I told her, I said, you know, if you have a wreck and they find out that you had a colonoscopy that morning, you know, you're going to be hung out to dry. But she got down there and back.
Got down there and back without any trouble, but yeah, that could be bad. They find something like that out after an accident.
You know, and I told her, I said, you know, you think that you're okay, but you're not. I said, you know, your reaction time's a lot slower. But she was determined, you know, no, I'm going. And, you know, I had to work, so I couldn't drive her down there. So it was, you know, well, I guess we just agreed to disagree. It's the only thing I can figure out, because anyway. Okay, here I am at the new intersection of Congaree and Woods Crossing. They built a bunch of apartments across the street, and they had to put up a traffic light so the poor people can get in and out of their apartments.
Apartments going up everywhere, and I'm sure there's red lights and intersections going up everywhere, too. But, Dave, I am right here at the state line, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. You have a good trip this evening and enjoy your game and tennis, and I hope you enjoy your grandson's football game also. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final, 7-3.
All right, Patrick. Will you behave yourself and have a safe drive on, you know, the rest of, your way home? We'll talk to you later. KB4CBA, clear.